not Gauriket, Gaurikunda. And he took bath in that and declared that this is Shyamkund, this is Radhakund. Went away from there and discovered Vrindavan Dham. At first, you know that Kamyaban was called Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that here is no Jamuna, it is not nearer to Govardhan, here is no Kali Hrada, no Brahma Hrada, Brahma Kunda, Bansibat, Kesighat, no. So how it can be Vrindavan? Vallabhacharya came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he told that Kamyaban is Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered, no, this is Kamyaban and this is Vrindavan. And he discovered all the forests, all the places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Emperor Akbar, Mohammedan king, he was coming with lakhs and lakhs horses and sanya, soldiers, armies. His horses and elephants were so much thirsty. Himself he was thirsty. That way he was passing. He told to anyone that, is there any big pond where we can take water? They told, villagers told, no, there is no so much pond, but you can take water from this Kali Khet and Gauri Khet. Emperor told that it is not enough for only one horse or any elephant. They can take all water. No harm, you should bring all. And he came with all their soldiers and elephants and horses, lakhs and lakhs, horses and so many elephants. They began to drink and water was not dry. All were satisfied with that water, never came down. Emperor was so much impressed and he wanted to make it more deep and full, but he could not do. After this, Raghunath Das Goswami came and he wanted to do this. But he was so much
worried that this is Chintamani here. Water is Toyam Amritam, nectar. Why I wish like so? So he was repenting. At the same time, a very big businessman, Paisawala, he came there. And he told that Badrinarayan has sent me and he has told me in dream that you should go to Radhakund and tell Raghunath Das Goswami that I have ordered me to give money for that and you should make it so good. He went to Raghunath Das Goswami and told that, I want to help you in doing this. He refused, I don't want to do this. But Badrinayan came in his dream and told that you must do. Then he took some money and married. He did first Radhakund in four corners, very good, square. Because Srimati Radhika is so saral, simple. But when he began to do Shyamkund, Krishna is always crooked. Everything of him is crooked. So when he began to make a square, then there were so many trees here and there. He wanted to cut out. But in the night they were weeping and praying Raghunath Das Goswami, don't cut. We are here doing Aradhana of Krishna at the bank of Radhakund. So don't disturb us. Then he told that, oh, Krishna wants to be like crooked himself. So he made it like this. Now, what shape we see, it is made by Raghunath Das, discovered or made by Raghunath Das Goswami. Here once Radha and Krishna were playing. At once, a demon, he took the shape of bull and wanted to kill Krishna, Baladev and all others. Or anywhere else. But Krishna very suddenly took the two feet of
hind leg
and he did like so,
moving around
in the sky, and he
threw
it and he died. Gopis were there. Gopis asked and told Krishna that you cannot touch us because you have gohatya. You have
killed a cow.
I have not killed a cow, but that was demon. Anyhow, he was in the shape of cow or bull. You have
killed it.
So you cannot touch. Then how can I touch? Without touch, I cannot leave. That you should be impure. Pure. How? Go to Sagar, all this of world, and then take bath and then come. Krishna smiled and called all the tirth there. They came in shape. They were praying and told that what service may we do to you? Become what you should become water in this place. And with his what is this?
Hill.
With hill he gave impression and that became a very big Then at once, Pashni Praghatam, Vishabhadanuj. Then they became all water and that pond was fulfilled. And Krishna took bath. He told that now I am pure, I can touch you. Never. We are making a pond without your help and you should take bath there and then you will be pure. So Krishna did it by his health and they from here, like this. And it became very big pond, but no water. From where water should come? Krishna told them to take from my pond. And he told all the this, that hidden way you should go in this kund, new kund. Gopis refused that we don't want to touch your any water from this kund. We will go to Mansi Ganga in Govardhan and we will bring water from there and we will fulfill. They took lakhs and lakhs pots and began to go, but all the tears
lie
down on the way and all weeping. Srimati Radhike, we want to serve you. Why you are going there? When they were doing so, Srimati Radhika was so pleased and he allowed. At once, in the two ponds, a way was there and they entered. Then Krishna took bath and then he touched to all the people. This is the Radha Kund. Here Srimati Radhika is himself Radha Kund and Krishna is Krishna Kund. But supremacy of Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda, Rupa Goswami has glorified this kund. Everywhere, That is glorification of Radha Kunda. If anyone go and touch the water and take achman, or if anyone go and take bath, Swamiji also telling that he will have the mercy of Srimati Radhika. To serve Srimati Radhika there. So we cannot tell more glory of Radha Kunda than this. But we should try to know what is Radha Kunda. More superior than any place in Braja. It has been told that since Binda Vipanam Suramyam Api, Vrindavan is so beautiful. Ras is going on there. And Giriraj Govardhan so glorious. But they will cannot be compared to Radha Kunda's 1 lakh part, even. Never. Understand what I am telling? What?
Das Goswami is telling that I want to serve the lotus dust of lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. I cannot serve Rupa Goswami personally. I am not so qualified. So I want to serve the lotus feet dust only. And only one dust, not all. So I want to serve this dust in this birth and after Germany, so many. Yes. Also if I am liberated there also in Braja, I want to serve the lotus dust of Srila Rupa Goswami, lotus feet. Why it is so loving, so sweet. These dust are. So, in this world also and after this world, after liberation or after going in Braja. We have explained the sum and substance of this. Teachings of Srila, nectar of instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. In brief, he wants what are the sum and substance of his all nectar of instruction. You can, very brief, you can tell, explain what I explained. What is the meaning of Sukirtananu? Sukirtan?
When discussing or chanting about the Lord's name, form, and quality, very nicely, with devotion.
Anyone can explain Sukirtananu? Anyone? Govinda Paral Prabhu, where he is sitting? Oh, so far away. What is called Sukirtan? Sukirtan only. Not now. We have lost, eh?
Can you hear me? Yes. The kirtan of the holy name, which is done in the, especially under the guidance.
Here Anu will come first. Anu means the guidance. Hearing from Gurudev. Shiksha Guru and Gurudev. And if anyone has not heard from his Gurudev or Shiksha Gurudev, then he cannot do Sukirtan. Anu means Nirantar.
always spontaneously, not breaking. That is Uttam Adhikari. So, first hearing from Gurudev or Sikha Gurudev, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, then it is Sukirtanani. Here, one word is also Tadanuragi, Jananugami. What do you mean by Tadanuragi? You can take any name, for example. Yes. Is telling correct? What is meaning of Tadanuragi?
We should follow those that are Aragatmikas. We should follow...
No, I am not asking that. Who are Tadanuragi? What I am asking you should think, deeply, then answer. Tadanuragi, I am asking. I don't want. One thing I want. Tadanuragi, what is the meaning of Tadanuragi?
Krishna, we have affection for Krishna, they are Tadanuragi.
Who are they?
All Brajavati, Sakha, Mata Pita, and
those who have rag in here, they are atma, natural. Who are they? Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal. More than them, Nanda Baba and more than Nanda, Yashoda. More than them, Lalita, Vishakha, and all Gopigan. So they are anuragiyan. We cannot be like this. In this world, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are Tadanuragi, Anugami. Jan, Anuragi Jan, here Gopis. And Jananugami, Rupa, Raghunath, and all our Goswamis and all. Those were the, though they were Mahaprabhu ke parikar the, associates of Mahaprabhu. But they are playing the role of Raganuga here. Ragi is there, they, Brajvasijan. With a spontaneous love, they are always serving Krishna like their prana. Prana means life and soul. They are tada anuragi jan and anugami. We cannot have the association of tada anuragi. We want to follow them. So we must associate with anuragi jan, tadanugami. So, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, especially Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath Padi Jar Ash, Chaitanya Charitamrit Kahe, Krishna Das, Kavi Krishna Das. Rupa Raghunath Her, Haibe Akuti, Kabe Ami Bujhava Se, Yugala Piriti. When I will know all these things? When there will be so much love and affection for Rupa and Raghuna, then we can understand something. So, if anyone living in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Tadanuragi Jan, Ganmi Jan, like Rupa Goswami and in his line, always chanting and remembering, hearing from their Gurudev,
or Siksha Guru. Chanting Hare Krishna, these names, sometimes Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Harsi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Harsi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhike Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai
Jai
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai 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 Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai 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 Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe
हे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नंद सुनो कुता श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी बन्ने कुतौ घोषंतावित सर्वतौ खेदई महाबीवलम वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीव को लाइक दिस All this crystalline. And mind where? Manasi niyochya. In Braj, playing with tada ragijan, sometimes controlled by his mother, sometimes making joy and playing with cowherd boys, sometimes dancing with peacocks, very sweet, and sometimes playing with gopis. I have told some pastimes of Krishna about this. Partly observed, tears coming. Where mind will go? Mind will also be absorbed in that. The tool. Doing like this for 24 hours daily. This is the sum and substance of the nectar of instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then he is coming to next, more than this. How to What is the symptom of any intelligent man? What is it? Those who have accepted Srimad Radha Kundam, like Srimati Radhika himself. And we will know what is the idea, what is the mood of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, explaining this sloka. He wants that all should be advanced to know what is Radha Kunda. And the symptom of any intelligent man, devotee, to serve Radha Kunda, like Srimati Radhika.
Here Govardhan, here he has not explained for Krishna Kund. Why? No Krishna Kund. Because he is sometimes, somewhat inclined towards Srimati Radhika. And Krishna Prem, Krishna service are included in Radha Kunda, in Radha embodiment. Everything is Srimati Radha. Krishna is there. Krishna may be that in any time, that he is not with Radhika. In Mathura he was not like that. In Kurukshetra, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was not with Radha there. In Dwarka he is Rukmini Raman, Satyabhama friend, not Srimati Radhika outwardly. It may be that he may be there in heart. But Srimati Radhika cannot be alone. Always Krishna. Either Krishna has gone to Dwarka and Mathura, but still he is in within Krishna, Srimati Radhika. Swarup Goswami is telling. Who is Srimati Radhika? And how we should behave Radhika? And who is most intelligent devotee? Vaikunthad janito vara madhupuri tatra pirato uttavat brindaranyam udarpani tatra pigovardhana Radha kundam miha gokulpate prema mrita plavana kurja dasya virajito gritate sevang viveki nakaha. You should read the translation. Swamiji is translating. If you are not understanding anything, you can us. Go.
Nectar of Instruction, Text 9. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa-lila pastime. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme. For it is overflowing.
Sound is not coming?
Yes,
why?
And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme. For it is over flooded with the ambrosial nectarian flame of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill?
Then who are the persons who are not willing to serve this Radha Kund? What they will be called? Those who are wishing like this, willing like this, they are intelligent. And those who don't want, then what they will be told? Swami is not telling directly this word, but he has that idea that those who are not willing to do this, they are, oh, I should not tell fools, you should tell. But actually this is thing. So what we are doing in Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative Bhakti, they are not so wise, not so intelligent. Those who are accepting the process of the last slok, they are intelligent. And among them who are most intelligent, they want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal on the bank of Radha Kunda. They want to be there. If not by body, they want to be live there in mind, by heart, the body. They are most. And those who are doing like this, always they are like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all living there. They are permanent seat there. Have you gone there? If you have gone there, with any higher class of devotees we may see there. Everything is there. There are also Pandavas. Pancho Pandavas, five, and Draupadi is also there. They are doing aradhana of gopis there. So they are all intelligent. And those who are actually by superior transcendental body, always there in the guidance of Rupa and Rati Manjari and all others, and serving Radha, Srimati Radhika there, sometimes they serve conjugal also there. They are most, most supreme. We want to follow. Rupa Goswami wants to follow them. Raghunath Das Goswami, all. And Swamiji also. I've heard from so many devotees of Swamiji that in his last time, 4 or 5 days before, or 2 days before, he wished that, take me to Radha Kunda. I want, just now, today, I want to go to Radha Kunda. Bring a bullock cart. I don't want to go by car. Bring a bullock cart. On that I will go, like Nanda Yashoda, like of Brijavasi gopis. He wished. I know this fact. But he was controlled, he could not go. But anyone cannot control him, I know. He went with his soul and everything, transcendental body. He is always there. Among Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, in their Tadanugami, Jananugami, like Jananugami, he is there. So his last wish this. This is the glory of Swamiji. Actually, if anyone is not touching this glory to Swamiji, he is also a fool, because he is not actually touching the glory of Swamiji. They cannot glorify him. If anyone wants to glorify by these qualities, high classes, his highest love and affection to Srimati Radhika, special. They tell that, oh, he's Sahajiya, he's higher. They want to make all high classes of persons. Uttam Bhagavat, they want that they should also come down in Kanishta Adhikari, because they have no idea. So I know that Swamiji wanted to be there forever and to serve. Because he realized this poem of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now he is getting purport, his mood, we can hear.
The spiritual world is 3/4 of the total creation of the Supreme Personality.
As written in Gita. No? In Gita it has been told. What told? You remember? This slog. That this world, spiritual world, this world is only 1/4 of the spiritual world. There is a slok in Gita. I am not remembering. Ekamsena. Ekamsena sthito jagat. There. Go on. This world is not so big. Only whole worlds, not only world. Lakhs and lakhs world coming from the lom kup of Mahavishnu, Karnabdha Sai Vishnu. Lakhs and lakhs. Or floating on the Karnabdha Sai Karnavari. All worlds making as one, as a whole, they are only 1/4. It has been told 1/4. But I think that lakhs and lakhs, very little, at a fraction, whole world. So, it is the most...
It is the most exalted region. The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world. However, much of
we fear that if we are liberated doing bhajan, then we will be lost. Actually, Indra was thinking like this. Once Indra committed some offense in the lotus feet of his Gurudev Brihaspati, and he at once was removed to this place, world, in this world, and he became hog. Hog, it is okay?
Yes.
He became hog. And he was playing with and testing worldly desires with his. So many sea hogs like wives. See how? And so many children, sons and daughters. And gradually they were growing. So many. And he was happy, so quietly happy with them. No problem of taking food, any very good palatial building, and very exalted everything. He was so happy. One day Brahma came and he was going to Prabhas, Pushkar, he was going. He saw that, this hog is not hog, but actually in this hog body, Indra was there, because he has insulted his Gurudev. He became some merciful to him and told that you are not hog. These are not your wives and children. You should try to come with me and come to your original place, heaven. He began to see him wonder, in wonder. I cannot go there. Why? Oh, leaving my this beautiful family, sons, daughters and my wives, so many, not only, more than 60,000, so many. How I can go there? I cannot go. I am so happy. You should go. I will not go. Then he told that, you are not going. Everything is so happy there. Here, so nonsense, like nonsense, you are here with hogs and pigs, taking stools of here and there, sleeping in drains, rotten drains. So Jesus would come with me. He told that, may I go with my children and my wives? And there we will have so new, fresh stools there. No, you will have there nectar. I don't want nectar, I want these things. I'm giving you. And telling he sprouted some water from his kamandalu. Like this. Mangalam bhavatu, mangalam bhavatu. Then, he wanted to first take them, but he began to jump and began to attack on Brahma, that I will never go. But mercifully he sprinkled some water on him. And he saw that, oh really? How bad place is there? There, so many asparas, and my wife is waiting for me, they are worried for me. There are very beautiful asparas like Menka, Urvara, Urvashi, and all others. There is nectar. To play, there is a very Nandan Kanan, and Parijat, Pushpa. And so many things. Oh, I must go there. Then he prayed to Brahma. And Brahma again sprinkled some water. And he became pure Indra, giving all his that unauspicious body. And at once he went. So, our condition is like that. We are thinking that we are most happy with my very dear wives, if they are not so beautiful, then I can manage, I can divorce and take new one. After some time it will be like old, then I can change. And wives are thinking that I will again change, I will again change. But there are so many problems here, more than pigs and hogs. They can sleep, but we cannot sleep, and so many involved in problems. Most problem is that now we are giving our steps in old age. Old age going, young age going on, and hairs are now here, something, what? Why? Sometime why? If there are one or two, I will take it. But if here and there, everywhere, then what to do? If one teeth is going on, no harm, I will take golden teeth here. But all? And at last we will die, giving up everything here. So we should think like this. We think that we are quite okay. There we will have a beautiful husband or wife there. More than that, especially in Golok Vrindavan, only Krishna is beloved. We can serve him. That we cannot imagine even what is nectar there. If a man realizes, then he is so much vairagya dharan kar leta. He takes renown. He cannot even see all these things. That she is beautiful. She is beautiful, that is beautiful, he is beautiful. Like Sukadeva Goswami. like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Raghunath Das Goswami. One day we will have to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. One day we will have to be like the prostitute who became very high class of devotee, giving everything to others, became niskinchan, akinchan, only serving Tulasi, no desire at all. We'll have to be, otherwise we cannot be like this. So Mathura and adjoining area, however, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to this spiritual world because the Supreme Personality of God has Himself appeared at Mathura, not any other place. Go on.
The interior.
Why is telling that in Dwarka no birth of Krishna? No birth. Father Maharaja are there, but not this thing. He took birth in Mathura. Especially where in Mathura? In Gokul and Vrindavan. His birth in Mathura, in jail, it only manifestation of Gokul. Not really. Only for those who love Dwarka and Mathura, only for that it has been told. It has been told for Parikshit. But when Parikshit was associated with Sukadeva Goswami, and he became more advanced, then he told that he is the son of Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar. In Dwarka, there are so many good pastimes of Krishna. Once Krishna was in the Raj Palace of Rukmini. Rukmini at that time was the wonderful, beautiful in the whole world. And she was like a Kishori, having all the transcendental qualities in her. One day Krishna was sitting on the court of palank of Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi took chamar and bhajan from the hands of maid servants and very gently with loving mood, very sweetly, gently he was giving penny to Krishna. At that day Krishna was so grave, very gambhir, all right? Grave. He told to Rukmini, "Oh Rukmini Devi," not like beloved, only he told that, "Oh Rukmini Devi, I know that you are so beautiful in the whole world. And all the beautiful young kings and their sons wants to marry you. You have so many qualities, so much beautiful. But I am black, not beautiful, so beautiful. Like you, you are the daughter of very big king, Bhishmak. I am not a king son. I am not a Rajkumar. Rajkumar means princess. I am only very common person. My father is not so. Kans took my father and mother in jail. So I am very gentle person, common. I have no qualities like you. I am not beautiful like you. Only
the person who are so poor and they have fallen in any misery and suffering, only they can call me. And friends of them, they like me only. Those who are always in distress, misery, and they are especially poor, akinchan, niskinchan, I am friend of them. I know that so many rich kings, even Sisupal, he wants to marry. If you tell that, now they will not marry me, but to make me defeated, down, insulting me, they can marry me. So I am telling you that you should come to with me, sit in my chariot, Rath, and I will carry you to that person, very person, that king, to whom you wish to marry again. Hearing this, Rukmini at once fell down on the earth. No weeping at whether the life and soul was there or not. Krishna became worried. He took some cotton and took to his nose, her nose. That very little life is there. He began to tell to Rukmini Devi, my beloved Rukmini, really I was not telling these things to you. Only I was joking. To be in this world, in family life, this is only happiness. That sometimes husband wants to make angry his wife so that he will tell anything in anger, and I will taste that. If in what two vessels are there nearby, they will have some sound. When a husband comes serving whole day and becomes tired in the evening, in the night he returns to home. And if wife is telling sweetly anything, then he forgets what he has done and tarnish everything. I was enjoying all these things, but I wanted to enjoy your anger. If something's not like this, this family is not so happy. So wanted to test. I wanted to see in anger how beautiful your appearance is done, like this, like that. So I wanted to test. You are my beloved one. Without you, I cannot live. I am accustomed from my boyhood to do this. In Braj, I wanted to talk. Sometimes I use these words to gopis. No? But they were more expert than me. They use also word. In return, they used to tell me, you can get out from our kunjas here. Or Manjari, tell this black one not to enter my kunj. And he told two gopis, Rukprati Manjari, to stand on the gate of that kunja. Never he should come in any way. He knows so many tricks. He may come in disguising of any woman, very flower making, or anyone, Mohini, sometimes in other shape may he come. Because he is friend of Subal, Subal may can make Krishna like woman, Kishori. So always be careful, and this black should not come anytime. When Krishna comes and folding hands, telling to gopis, I want to see Srimati Radhika, and they are telling, you cannot
come. You should go out. Where you are before, you should go again there. Don't come here. So I was accustomed. And that is why I told that in response you will tell something that I will enjoy. But I think that you are not like so. You are very soft heart. Hearing this, gradually it again life came and he began to pray with Krishna. So many things. So in Dwarka there are so many things. So many pastimes of Krishna. But yet no birth there. And especially in Mathura there is Vrindavan, Gokul. So he is telling, Vaikuntha dapiso daratma jabita dharavati japriya jatrasi satanindi patta mahesh vindai prabhu khelati prema chetram asautato Mathura shrestha harir janmata jatrasi brajai varachitaram tameva nityam maham bhaje. Mathura is superior because there is Vrindavan. In Mathura. In Mathura Mandal, Braj Mandal is there. It is so superior. Right? And in this world, in Prithvi, this here is Mathura. And in Mathura, Vrindavan. Mathura for Govardhan. Govardhan for Radha. Gradually going. This body, after this mind, man buddhi hankar chitta, and after that, soul, and in soul, Krishna is there, and in Krishna, Srimati Radhika is there. That is why this body, human body, is so supreme. So, like this. Radha contains soul and life of all these things. So he is telling like this. In the interior, first of Vrindavan,
are considered superior to Mathura because of the presence of the 12 forests.
Yes. Why Mathura is superior? Because 12 forests are in Mathura Mandal. And in 12 forests, Vrindavan. Area 16 miles. Cross. Govardhan, Nandagaon, Barsana, all including there. Then?
Varasavan. Such as Talavan, Madhuvan, and Bahulavan, which are famous for the various pastimes of the Lord. Thus, the interior Vrindavan forest is considered superior to Mathura, but superior to this forest is the divine Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill like an umbrella.
He is telling something hidden. He is hiding something here. Because we are not qualified. Not only the reason that Krishna lifted Govardhan on his hand. But there are so many groves, so many ponds, so many fountains, caves, where gopis playing with Krishna. Cow herding is there. Govardhan is serving by all means, all senses, giving grasses, giving sweet fruits, very sweet water, giving form to them, Krishna, making groves where Radha and Krishna can play.